To God be the glory, great things He has done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the solemnity of Christ the King. First reading will be taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 11 to 12, 15 to 17. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 23. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 20 to 26 and 28. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, Christ was King, He is King, and He will always be King. The solemnity of Christ the King ends the church's liturgical year A and prompts us to prepare for the season of Advent, which ushers in the gospel account of St. Mark. In his encyclical Quas Primas, December 11, 1925, Pope Pius the 11th revealed that the yearly observance of the kingship of the Good Shepherd would remind our leaders, shepherds, and the kingmakers of our day that God owns the world and that the blessings of being under the banner of His Son, Christ our King, cannot be countered by those who abhor His authority and glory. Yes, my brother, my sister, some of our secular and religious leaders play God and sometimes fail to secure the well-being of their subjects and common good of their families and citizens. Thus, their indifference to the plights and sufferings of others have made the world a theater of death, a homeland for refugees, and a homestead for victims of war, poor governance, and abuses. However, my brother, my sister, there is consolation in knowing through the words of the prophet Ezekiel in today's first reading that the Lord is looking after His people and keeps them, keeps all ever in view. We are also consoled in knowing that the righteous shall be blessed on the day of judgment, that the Lord will rescue the poor, suffering, and rejected, comfort them until He returns to lead them through death to His own house of rest. St. Paul assures us in today's second reading that the Lord has secured our life and rest in death, for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus has paved the way for our own resurrection, that is, the resurrection of those who placed or who have placed their faith, trust, and hope in Christ Jesus. Yes, my brother, my sister, our hope must be in Christ, for He is our King, and He has promised to put under His feet our enemies, destroy the reign of death, and place us in the house of God the Father. With that hope in mind, let us remind one another, especially the shepherds and leaders of our time, that our earthly dominion and powers are short-lived, that our trust in wealth and territorial dominance will amount to nothing. Therefore, what truly matters is empowering the powerless, offering true justice to the hopeless, sharing our blessings with the ugliest and needy, healing the pains in our families, electing the right people for leadership positions, and loving God and our neighbors until He comes as King and Judge in His glory to save us in death and lead us to His Father and our true mansions of rest. May the Lord help us to remain focused on the work of God. May the Lord help us to lead under the banner of Christ our King. And may He bless us by so doing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.